It's time for regional girls basketball action on 95.3 WKTN as the Arlington Red Devils host the Upper Scioto Valley Rams. Sponsors for today's game include Cessna Transport, Cole Humphrey Insurance, Domino's Pizza, Edward Jones Kyle Johnson, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Nelson Insurance Agency, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, Quest Federal Credit Union, Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital, Superior Credit Union, Root Law Office with Andrew Benchick, and Root Lumber. Now live from Arlington, here is Ryan Yoakum and Sean Christopher with today's game.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful but slightly chilly morning here in Arlington, Ohio, where we're bringing you some non-conference girls varsity basketball action. This is Ryan Yoakum. I'm here with Sean Christopher. Sean, so what do you think about today? These girls look like they're ready to play?
You know, I just watched these guys warming up. You know, Arlington's been out here a long time warming up, and they're just taking the floor right now as a team. And what, you know, looking at these two squads, and, you know, physically they look very comparable. And, you know, Upper Scioto Valley, they've been out here a while shooting around, and it looks like they've got a lot of skill. You know, fundamentally, you know, girls are, you know, dribbling the basketball the way they're supposed to be. You know, every kid that they've got is a nice shot. You know, and that's just an early you know, observation that I'm seeing. You know, both teams just seem to be locked in, focused, and ready for a great battle that I'm hoping to see today.
Oh, yeah. So, folks, we're going to come back and break down some of the pregame with you here on the Schaefer's Auto Body pregame show. And we're going to go over each of the individual teams, some of the stats, where they're at on their season. But right now, we're going to throw it back to the station. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
You should never have to travel far for the best cancer care. That's why Ohio Health offers screenings, a caring patient navigator, cancer surgery, infusion, medical oncology, and hematology at Hardin Memorial Hospital. Plus, with a direct connection to Marion General Hospital, you have options and support every step of the way. It's expert care right in our community, so you can keep making plans.
Join the Morning Buzz weekdays between 8:30 and 8:45 for Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day. Jenny's Feel Good Story of the Day during the Morning Buzz, brought to you by Ryan Yoakum, State Farm Insurance on WKTN. When news happens around the region, the WKTN News Department goes to work, tracking down the details to bring you the latest information. First and accurate is our goal. When you see news happening where you are, give us a call at 419-675-2355 and we'll get to the source and get all the details. Keeping you up to date on your region, your radio, WKTN.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning, WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages because you never know when your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Agriculture is important to our community. Get the latest ag news by listening to Brownfield Ag Reports weekday mornings at 5:45 on your region, your radio, WKTN. Hi, I'm Dennis Beverly. Join me for a lively conversation on Public Eye. We feature important topics and also focus on nonprofit organizations in the region. Keep up to date on what's happening with Public Eye. Saturday mornings at 7:30 and Sundays at noon on WKTN. Brought to you by McCullough Industries, an Olympic steel company.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Arlington, Ohio. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, getting ready for some regional girls varsity basketball action, where it is the USV Rams playing the It's the Arlington Red Devils. Yep. So coming into this, let's talk about the away team first. Let's talk about USV. Any thoughts on where they're at in their season, what we expect to see today?
Yeah, they come in today at, 3-11. I'm sorry, 3-10, okay? But they have lost seven in a row. But, knowing where they were a year ago and knowing, some of the struggles with, numbers, which is kind of a trend all, all in the area of numbers of, athletes participating in sports, you can't be too disappointed in that, that record there. You're seeing it as a building session. And, I know they've only got one senior on the squad, a lot of juniors and sophomores, and a couple freshmen. So you're really building for the future if you're upper Scioto Valley. And Travis Donnelly has done a good job as their head coach. So you definitely see some progress being made, from year to year. And I look to see, Upper kind of return to some of their dominance that they had just a few years ago.
Yeah, and so one of the things you talk about when you talk about Upper is it's a basketball school, right? Their boys' programs, their girls' programs have always been known for it. But they also have a good feeder program. My kid plays for Ada, and they go to the games at USV every Sunday. That gym is packed. They do a great job of feeding. So it's sad to see when numbers are down. But today it looks like we have a full roster here for the Rams. So
And to piggyback that, I want to credit really all of Hardin County. My daughter's not the same age, over at Ada, but we go to Kenton every Sunday, and that gym is just packed full too of kids. And I know a lot of those schools have more than one team, just within their school. And, USV is certainly in that same boat with their feeder program. So I'm looking to see, a lot of good basketball being played, for years to come, especially when you have a community like, Upper Scioto Valley does. There's a lot of passion in that community, especially for basketball, and pride there.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going to do is, folks, we're going to throw it back to the station for a commercial break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the home Arlington Red Devils. And then we're about 10 minutes out from the start of game time. So we'll be back with more pregame for the Schaefer's Auto Body pregame show. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Education should be exciting and engaging. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center offers hands-on education for students looking to get a jump start in their futures. Students spend half the day in their career program practicing blood draws, rebuilding engines, programming robots, and more, while still completing their academic courses. Ohio High Point provides pathways for whatever your E is: employment, enrollment, or enlistment. Visit OhioHighPoint.com for more information. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students and inspiring success.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Today on Hey Culligan, reverse to reduce. Here's Bob.
Hey Culligan, I love fresh water, but I got plastic bottles coming out.
Whoa, Bob, you are not kidding about the bottles. But did you know Culligan's reverse osmosis and always-on drinking water systems provide fresh, clean, delicious drinking water and help reduce the equivalent of over 15 billion plastic bottles from landfills worldwide?
Holy fresh, environmentally friendly drinking water. Am I right?
Right, Bob. And we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun.
They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Check out Lyle Dean with To Your Health. Weekday mornings after the 7:30 weather report. To Your Health is brought to you by Ohio Health Hardin Memorial Hospital on WKTN. Your midday market update at noon and the closing stock market report at 5 p.m. on WKTN. Brought to you by Edward Jones, two locations in Kenton at 15 North Detroit Street and 1227 East Columbus Street.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Arlington, Ohio. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, getting ready for some non-conference but regional girls varsity basketball action where the Arlington Red Devils are taking on the USV Rams. We just went over some of the things about USV. Let's talk about Arlington a little bit here, Sean. What do you know about Arlington?
Yeah, Arlington, they're also 3-10 coming in, which is the same as Upside Valley. They've been scoring about 36 points a game. They're giving up around 50. So that's something that you're going to have to really keep USV down. Now, USV is scoring 36 a game as well. So, I see this to be a pretty comparable battle, pretty similar. They've won their last game, but, looking forward, you definitely, both these communities have a lot of pride. Both these teams are going to be, really dying to get to that fourth win where, they're building. And, both these programs, they are building a little bit. Arlington's got a few more numbers, okay, but, they're also young. So with both squads, there's only one senior on each of these. Maddie Russell for Arlington's their only senior, just like Kennedy Hall for USV is their only senior. So yeah. A lot of youth there.
Yeah, so this will be my first time seeing both these teams play this year. And, when you talk about on paper, the numbers match up. They're both putting 36 points per game, both giving in the neighborhood of 50 up per game. The records are identical. So you would expect an even matchup, even looking at the girls on the court. Height-wise, physicality-wise, they all look very similar. However, you just never know, right? So if you're talking that same mindset, last night I'm at home at Ada for boys, and they're playing Delphus Jefferson. Number-wise, it was an exact matchup just like today is, and Delphus Jefferson, the away team, brought it, right? And so be curious to see if USV comes in. Anytime you're on the road, you've got a chip on your shoulder, right? But you never want to give up the home game, right? So it'll be curious to see what both teams do here today.
And the thing that you gets missed a lot of times is, these guys are used to playing varsity basketball games on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, in the evening with that kind of an atmosphere. So you bring it on, a noon game on a Saturday, it kind of gives it a little different feel. So it's really going to be important to start off fast. One of these teams, is obviously going to, start out a little faster than the other. Basketball is a game of runs. And so you look at it and go, all right, who is ready from the tip? And that's going to give somebody an advantage today.
Yeah, and so we got here a little bit early to get set up, and truly, Sean and I are the only ones in the gym, but finally starting to see some parents and some fans packing in here. So actually a really decent little crowd building for a noon game. So it'll be fun to watch these teams. Folks, we're about 4 minutes out. We'll give you starters, and then we'll have the national anthem and the starting lineup announced here in court. So we'll kick it back to the station. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hello. I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WKTN.com is your home for news, weather, sports, and so much more. You can even listen to us live. Join WKTN on social media, and you will find tons of information and fun. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Friend us, follow us, and find out what's going on in your area with your region, your radio, WKTN.
Join WKTN every weekday morning at 10 after 7 for a look at the national days. Find out what and how you can celebrate each national day. Brought to you by Schaefer's Auto Body and Paint, right here on WKTN.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTM.
Welcome back to Arlington, Ohio. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, getting ready to call the USV Rams versus the Arlington Red Devils girls varsity basketball game here for our nooner on Saturday. Sean, you've got starters for it, correct?
Yeah, visiting Upper Side of Valley Rams. You are starting out with Kennedy Hall, who's a senior, their lone senior, Amelia Hurley, who's a junior, Shaylin Lawrence, who is a sophomore, Brielle Cotterman, junior, and Nevaeh Lowry, who is a junior. If you flip it over to the other side, the Arlington Red Devils, you know, you've got Leah Duralat, who is a junior. You've got Jada Smith, freshman. Mia Alexander, who's a freshman. Maddie Russell, who's their lone senior. And Madison Ernst, who's a freshman. So you got three freshmen starting for Arlington.
Hey, that's a great sign. That's what you want to see as a coach, is that you've got young talent that you're going to be able to cultivate and keep going. Folks, we're a minute out from the stop of the clock. They're going to announce starters in the national anthem. We'll be right back after that. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions. Ohio High Point's application for admission opens November 18th. High school juniors and seniors can get a jump start in their futures by enrolling in exciting career programs like Health Careers Academy, HVAC, Culinary Arts, Education Academy, or Heavy Equipment Operations. Earn industry credentials and college credit for free. Students are encouraged to apply when the application opens November 18th. For more information, visit ohiohighpoint.com/apply. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students in inspiring success.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
You are never too old for a family. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is dedicated to finding forever families for children who have been waiting in foster care the longest. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
At Cessna Transport in Kenton, they believe in being involved in the community. Being involved means the power to bring positive change, volunteering and assisting those who need a helping hand. The folks at Cessna Transport strive to assist the community in any way they can. Cessna Transport cares about you and the activities that add to the quality of life of each citizen. Community-minded and involved, that's Cessna Transport in Kenta.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher. We're just seconds away from opening tip-off between the USV Lady Rams versus the Arlington Red Devils. So it is going to be USV and their traveling black and the Red Devils and their home whites. And USV is going to be going from left to right across your radio dial, and the Red Devils will be going right to left. All right, and we're getting a little bit of tucking in here. We're getting ready to get this jump. It's going to be our HSLC opening tip-off, and the ball's up in the air, and possession goes to USV. They kick it out wide, cross to Lowry. Lowry has it, puts it out on the far wing, and the Red Devils in a man defense to start this one. Picked it up, kicked it over, and that is going to be, it's going to be a minute before we get all the names, folks. I'll get them, though. Cotterman has it, puts a pass across the middle, up and off the rim. Good rebound there by the Red Devils. Red Devils have it and push it up court, and that's going to be number 12, Alexander, pushing it out on the wing. Good defense here by the Rams, though, picking them up and shutting them down early. Looks like they're staying in a man defense as well, Sean.
So both teams are coming out in a man. Both teams did a great job defensively and fundamentally. But Arlington did a great job of kind of a high flex offense there and able to get a layup to start the game here.
Yeah, that was Smith with it. And then she gets a quick steal pushing up the far side. She has a pass across, goes over to Smith outside, and it's going to be USV ball.
You know, Arlington comes out in a little bit of a three-quarter court press. Looks like, you know, 1-2-2, you know, try to force some errant passes, and they were able to do that to start the game here.
Yeah, and so Kennedy Hall going to bring the ball up for the Rams, puts it over to Lowry. Lowry, they try to trap, but they're going to call. It looks like she shuffled her feet there. It's going to be a traveling call, and it's going to be Red Devil ball.
Yeah, that was you know, exactly what you want to see. If you know, Arlington, two possessions, two turnovers for USV, and you give them the opportunity to take a 4-0 lead here early in the game.
Yep, so Smith inbounds to Durliat. She has it. She's going to set it up top of the key over to Russell. Russell drives in, kicks it out to the corner, thinks about the shot, going to kick it back, and now we're moving back on this left side. Really nice weave here for the Lady Red Devils. They're moving the ball really well.
Yeah, it looks a lot like a 2000s New Knoxville team, really.
Yeah, good drive by Durliat. Off the rim, goes up, and it's going to be a jump ball. And so possession went to Rams. That should be Red Devil ball.
You know, extra possessions early on for the Red Devils, you know, but they haven't really had a great job of taking advantage. They have to start taking advantage of these extra possessions.
So Durliat forces the ball in, just kind of threads the needle to get the pass in. It's going to be a turnover, and it's going to be USV with the ball and pushing back up the court. And that is going to be number one, Kennedy Hall bringing the ball up. Durliat going to pick her up at the midline. She passes over to Lowry. Lowry has it. Good defense, high up top from the Red Devils. Lowry picks up her dribble, kicks it back over to Hall. Hall has time with it. She's going to look down in the paint. She's got number 11. That's going to be Brielle Cotterman. Cotterman has the ball, takes a drive, off the glass, going to be up, no good, and then rebound Rams, and foul coming. So first foul shots here of the game.
You know, that was a great job, you know, boarding, you know, rebounding the ball offensively, you know, just getting down there, getting extra, you know, shots up there by, you know, USV. You know, they're going to put her at the line, see if they can cut into this 2-0 lead early.
Yep, so Amelia Hurley to take the Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot here, and she misses the first of two. Second one coming. Your score is 2-0 with 6 minutes left here in the first, and the Red Devils leading. Second shot up and rattles it in, and good for Hurley. So ball coming up the floor here for the Red Devils. A little bit of pressure from USV. Kicked over and goes to number four, Durliat. She has it. She's pushing. She's got somebody on the wing. Nice pass in and bucket there for the Rams. Way to break that pressure.
Great. USV came out in their own 1-2-2, you know, press, and that is, you know, picture perfect of how you break a press. That was absolutely fantastic by Arlington.
Yeah, Hall has the ball. Pass it over to Cotterman. Cotterman gets it. Goes down into Hurley. Dispossessed here by the Red Devils. And Red Devils on the drive again. So number 10 bringing the ball up the court. That is, I'm sorry, folks, I'm getting them down. That's Smith with the ball. She kicks it back over to Durliat. Durliat has it. She's going to reset the offense here. And she's got Hurley in her jock. Ball comes over, kicks across. That goes to Alexander. Alexander has it tipped up by Cotterman here for the Rams. Picks up a dribble. Nice backdoor cut by the Rams. Goes over to Durliat. She has time. Kicks it up top. Three ball up and good.
Wow. Absolute beautiful beautiful offensive possession for Arlington. You know, a lot of ball movement, and you know, no dribbling the ball, and wide open three-point jump shot in rhythm. That was fantastic.
Really nice drive there by Hurley. She kind of splits the lane. Just unfortunate that she's not able to get it, but Red Devils have the ball and back on the drive. Ball goes over to Durley out on the wing. She puts it up, rattles in and out, gets her own rebound. She's going to get fouled here, folks. So Red Devils are pushing. Your score now 7-1 with 4:46 here in the first quarter.
Yeah, that you know, they were looking to push the ball like they have, you know, really early on this game, and you know, Durley out was wide open, 12 footer. It was down before it was popped back out, and she's able to hit her first free throw of the pair.
Yeah, nothing but net there, and you know, I'm a stickler on foul shots. That's kind of my pet peeve, that I think all kids should know how to put them in the hole. And so that was really pretty there on that Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot. So second of two coming. Your score now 8-1. Again, 4:46 left on the clock here in the first quarter. Second one rattles and goes down. Good. We're going to have substitutions. Nope. We're going to have a timeout. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know when your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back, folks. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher. We're at Arlington High School for a noon game between the Arlington Lady Red Devils and the USV Lady Rams. It is 4 minutes, 40 seconds left here in the first quarter, and your home Red Devils leading 9-1. Nice drive here by Hurley, though, to put one in, and it is now 9-3. Rams trailing but trying to put it in. So pressure coming up court. Durliet has it for the Red Devils. Kicks it over to Alexander. Alexander, beautiful running layup there. Puts it in. Now 11-3.
USV's been able to set up their press twice. They do it after a score, and both times, Arlington got layups out of it. So you've got to start thinking about maybe the press is not what you want to do if you're a USV.
Yep, so Red Devils have the ball coming back around. Alexander has it in the corner, drives in, and finds the opening and nothing but glass and makes the layup. Your score now 13-3, 3:57 here in the first. Pressure coming from the Red Devils, but Rams doing a good job getting it up. So ball coming, going to have a reach-in foul on Durliet, and I think that's going to be her first and team's first. Nope, team second.
Yeah, they, coming across, you can't be too upset about that if you're Arlington. It's an aggressive foul. Just didn't quite get her feet moved where they needed to be. Hips in front of the ball, all those basics. But it really was not a bad possession.
Yeah, so Patterson going to check in for the Red Devils. Ball inbounded. Durliet has it. She's on the run. She's got a defender in front of her. She's going to take it in. Nice left hand off the glass. Going to draw the foul off of Lowry, and she's going back to the line. This will be her second time here at the line, and so far she's been pretty solid there, Sean.
Her aggressiveness offensively is definitely standing out. She wants to get to the ball to the hole. She looks like a natural scorer. Somebody that looks to put points in. There's times where you've got natural defenders, natural rebounders. But this young lady definitely a natural scorer here. At least that's my early perception.
Yeah. So you've got the people that are just looking to put the ball in the hole, and she's one of them. And she makes 2 of 2 again. So she has been perfect from the foul line here on our Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots. Ball coming in, and there's going to be a little bit of pressure here again from Red Devils. Durliet putting the pressure on, but the Rams able to get it across. So that's number one. Kennedy Hall with the ball up top, driving in, takes a layup off the front of the rim, rebound by Red Devils, and they're pushing again. They're just off to the races every time they have it. Ball up, nice block there by the Rams, off the glass, offensive rebound, goes over, Durliet able to pull it back out. They're going to kick it up top, and we have, I thought we had a shot coming, but now they're going to pull it back and reset their offense here. Driving down to the far corner, over is number 10, and that is Jada Smith. She kicks it over to Durliet. Durliet has it. Going to look to switch it back around. Still getting a man defense here. There's an opening in the paint, and going to have a drive coming. Going to twist it around and push it back outside and reset. All right, ball back to Durliet. Durliet, nice left hand off the backboard. Just misses. Rebound Rams, and going to reset and get down the court. Hall bringing the ball up. We are at 2 minutes, 40 seconds. Your score 15-3, and the Red Devils leading here over the Rams. Hall has it. Derliat putting pressure on her. She picks up her dribble, goes in. Drive coming from the Rams. Going to get a foul there. I think that foul is going to be on number 20, Avery Patterson, and that should be team's third. And foul shots coming here for the Lady Rams.
You know, USB did a nice job defensively the last possession. It was a lot of soft man. You know, they kind of loosened up, and looks like they're going to, you know, force Arlington to hit some outside jump shots and, you know, put a lot more pressure on their man-to-man defense. You know, so, you know, which gives you the opportunity to take away drives, take away, you know, the early penetrations and cuts, and definitely gave Arlington some fits last time in the quarter-quarter offense. So they really need to put the, you know, get some more points on the board. That's the big one here.
Yep, Cotterman at the line. She missed the first but made the second of two. Your score now 15-4 with 2 minutes 26 seconds left. Pressure coming from the Rams. Doing a good job, but Red Devils get it across court. Driving in, kicked out to the side. Three ball coming up off the back of their iron. They're going to bounce over top, and that's going to be Rams' ball.
You know, if you're Arlington, you're probably not very happy with that. You've had two opportunities to break a press and layups come out of it, and you just settle for a three. Not sure that that's what you want to look for, unless, you know, you really have confidence in that young lady to be able to put a lot of them in consistently.
Yeah, so Rams with the ball. Nice dump pass down to Hurley, but even better defense there by the Red Devils. Going to get a block, and then it's going to get tied up, and we're going to have a jump ball. That should stay on this side of the court, so it should be Lady Rams possession. Your score 15-4, Rams trailing, 1:59 here in the first quarter. All right, Hurley inbounds the ball over to Cotterman. Cotterman puts it up off the backboard, gets her own rebound, puts it back up, and just misses off the front of the rim. It's going to be Red Devils ball and Durley out with it. She pulls back, calls the offense, and getting her team set. She's really doing a good job being a floor general here tonight, Sean.
She definitely has the confidence to be able to do it. Arlington, you know, I know they've got a pretty solid lead right now, but they have to start, you know, defending and rebounding. You know, USV's got a lot of offensive rebounds. USV's just got to make them because they're in good position to finish. They got to start finishing, especially when it's down low.
Yep, Hall has the ball for USV, goes over to Hurley. Hurley goes, takes the shot. Looks like she drew some contact. No call, and it's going to be Derliat back on the run here for the Red Devils. She's going to pull it back and try and reset. She kicks it up top to number 24, Madison Ernst. Ernst has the ball, defended here by Cotterman. Back to Derliat. Derliat, again, patient and collected in there. Nice cutting play here by the Red Devils. Off the backboard, rebound Cotterman for the Rams, and push him back up the court. Okay, Cotterman has the ball open to the rim. She's going to pull it back out and put it to Hurley. Hurley going to take the three off the front of the iron. Rebound goes to Red Devils and back up the court, and here they go again. All right, Derliat has it, pulls up, going to check her far side, puts it over to Alexander. Alexander guarded by Hall, and Hall all over and ties her up. Ball comes back over, and it's going to be Rams tying it up and getting the ball here on the loose ball. All right, Hall has it, bringing it up the court for the Rams. 28 seconds left. Are you going to pull this back and take last shot?
Typically, modern convention says yes. But if you're down, 11 at the end of the first quarter, I'm just attacking. Let's see if we can get a bucket, especially when we haven't been on fire. So just attack and play your game.
12 seconds left. Ball tied up. Ooh, Hall takes one off the chin, hits the ground, diving for it. Going to be 9.4 seconds left. Still going to be Rams ball. Going to have a sub coming in. And I'm trying to get numbers here, folks. Sorry, that's going to be number 33 as Hurley coming in for the Rams. Ball up. 9 seconds left. Kicks over to Hall. Hall takes a shot. Nothing but net. Nice three ball. 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Durley out with the heave. And no good. That's your first quarter. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hello. I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if auto owners make sense for you.
your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, coming back after the end of the first quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Your score 15-7, the Red Devils leading over the away Rams. Sean, thoughts on everything here tonight?
You know, USV's, you know, both teams have done a good job, but USV has to just start finishing. You know, the looks that they've got in the first quarter, you know, have been good looks. So they've got to just, you know, finish it. And if they do, they're going to definitely get back in this ball game. You know, it's a, you know, 8-point game at the moment, and, you know, it feels like it could be bigger than that.
Yeah, so Lowry goes coast to coast there, had her head down, and you knew she was going, she looked determined, going to the glass, able to draw the foul here for the Rams, and at the line on the Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot, and she makes the first of two.
And that was probably the most aggressive offensive attack that we've seen so far. So, you know, I have to assume that, you know, their coach in between quarters said, hey, let's get more aggressive, you know, taking the ball to the hoop and so forth.
Yep, so misses the second of two. Your score 15-8 on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Red Devils with the ball, kicks it over to Alexander. Alexander, nothing but net. We talk about some of these shots that the Red Devils are making here today.
Well, they're ready. You know, their knees are bent. You know, the ball comes to them. You know, they're ready to shoot. They're not catching and they're going, oh, maybe I'll shoot now. You know, they definitely know what they're doing when they get the ball.
Yeah, so Rams with the ball. A little bit of contact on the shot there. No call. Felt like she should have been going to the line on that one.
Yeah, that's about the third time that I've seen you know Arlington get away with one that, you know, maybe just bad angles by the officials, but they probably should have about six more foul shots here early in this game.
Yeah, you know, and I think we're catching them and the parents aren't, because usually the parents aren't afraid to let them know.
Well, and you know parents are a little biased, but you know, not hearing a whole lot of chatter.
Yep, so ball inbounded, and it's Rams ball, and it's going to go up top to number 32, Lowry. She has it. She's calling for a clear out. She wants to either get the ball and go into the paint. She likes to drive. She goes baseline, tries to kick it over. Ball goes up and shot off the back of the iron. Rebound Rams, fighting for it in the paint. Really good job here fighting for possession. Shot pushed up again and going to get another foul, and that's going to be Rams at the foul line.
Yeah, I thought she was – she did a great job of kind of battling to get herself positioned, but the shot itself was not what you wanted to finish that possession. But, you know, give US credit, another offensive rebound. Now they're starting to get opportunities at the foul line from them.
Yeah, and so when you talk about big men, you talk about verticality, right? Any of your post players, you want to see them get that ball, never bring it below the chin, right, and go straight up with it. And that was kind of more of a leaning shot, but it turned out, made the first of two, now made the second of two is, sorry, let me get numbers here. That's number five, Christensen here for the Rams. Great job at the foul line. Your score now 17-10. They're inching their way back on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
You know, we're going to say that Sophia Hurley, that's just an assist, you know, after that shot.
Right. All right, so Durliat for the Red Devils. Bring the ball up the court. She puts the pass up, deflects off of her player, and now it's going to be Cotterman for the Rams bringing it back. She puts it over to Lowry. Lowry has it. Nice pick up top from Cotterman. Goes over to Hall. Hall takes the three, and nothing but net. Now they're starting to roll. You're seeing the USV Rams making a run here. You talked about the streaks, and this is what they've got.
And they've done a nice job of, you know, finishing down low, and they've done a nice job, you know, really Hall to be able to catch and shoot in rhythm. And she's hit two threes, you know, in this quarter itself.
Yeah, and so good paint or good post work there by the Rams. That was number 20, Avery Patterson, able to get the ball and put it off the glass and get the bucket. Your score now 19-13, Root Lumber Radio scoreboard with 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. So Lowry has the ball, Durliat on defense. She kicks it across to the far side. That's going to be number three, going to Shaylin Lawrence with it. Comes back to Lowry. It's going to be deflected off by Red Devils, and it should be Hall inbounding it here for the Rams.
Yeah, Arlington's come out in the second quarter in more of a 1-2-2 zone in the quarter court, and you know USV's got to account for that, and I think that has really given them an opportunity to penetrate a little bit more, and you know, get some good open jump shots.
Yeah, so Lawrence kind of forced one there, had an open look, but would have liked to have seen her get her feet set a little bit more on that one. Durliat for the Red Devils has the ball up top, Hall on her, really good defense, causes her to pick the ball up way too high. And going to get a timeout from coach here for the Red Devils. It's going to be a full timeout. Folks, we're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher. We're at Arlington High School for an early afternoon girls varsity basketball game between the Arlington Lady Red Devils and the USV Lady Rams. So far, been a really good matchup. We talked about it being even and came out Red Devils on a streak and started hot, but Rams are settling in and getting into the action here.
Yeah, early on, USV kind of didn't look very aggressive offensively, weren't finishing at the rim, and they kind of settled in, and looks like they're playing their brand of basketball a little bit more here.
Yep, so Red Devils with the ball. Driving at the hoop is Patterson. She kind of loses some control there, but kicks it outside. Going to be a three ball. Nice shot there by number 10, Jada Smith. So that's another freshman. We've watched the freshman really shoot well behind the arc so far this game.
Yeah, it looks like they're protecting them. I mean, them being Arlington, looks like they're protecting some of their freshmen by some zone defense. And USV is able to take advantage of that zone defense. Offensive rebounds and you just need to continue to finish when they get the opportunities.
Yep, and so Shaylin Lawrence gets the rebound there, dives for it, but they're going to call the travel, and it's going to be Red Devil ball. So Durliat, she's the floor general, bringing it back up the floor for the Red Devils. She pushes the left side, kicks it over to Smith. Smith driving outright. They're going to call a touch foul there. It looked like she was bodying up on her a little bit, and it was a little bit of contact, but overall not the most aggressive foul that we've seen.
No, it was kind of a surprise call out of this crew. They let it be a pretty physical game, and that was, you're right, a touch foul.
Yep, Patterson with the ball off the inbound, drives to the hoop off the front of the rim. It's going to be Cotterman, and she's pushing quickly up court here for the Rams. She pulls it back, going to kick it across. Lowry has it, deflects off of her, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be back to the Red Devils. Your score, 22-13, 4 minutes, 30 seconds left here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. And the Red Devils are in control and have the ball.
It's not a bad pass, but definitely need to slow it down a little bit and play within herself. I think she's trying to force that one across the court when she didn't really have to.
All right, so Durliat has the ball, makes a pass, kind of an errant pass, truly, and Rams pick it up. Lowry has it, driving in, kicks it out to the wing. Hall with another three. She puts it up off the rim, rebound, going to go back to Red Devils. Patterson has it for Red Devils, and she's pushing up the court. Kicked out to the far side. That goes to number 14, Russell. Russell has it, kicks it over to Smith. Smith guarded up top, back to Russell on the wing. Coming around is Alexander. She has the ball, has an open look down in the paint, but she passes over to Durliat back to top the key. All right, so ball coming around. They're going to push it into the wing. Actually pulled it back. Sorry there, folks. Smith has it, resets, and ball goes back over to number 14, Russell. Russell kicks to the corner. Great defensive job here by the Rams. They're really holding them here. Durliat has it. She's going to deflect it. Ball coming. Three ball up off the back of the rim. Good offensive rebound there by Smith. Smith going to take another three. Ball just misses off of it, and Hall with the rebound. Now going to get tied up, and it's going to be a possession, and it's going to go back to the Rams.
That's a dangerous deal if you're Arlington, because jump balls and fouls are a lot of times kind of an in-between call. And if you foul 94 feet from your hoop, if you're Arlington there, coach is going to be furious. Now, if they change possession, you can go, okay, I can live with that. But that one, that was kind of a dangerous play.
And truthfully, Hall got that rebound but brought it back down. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I always teach my young kids is they get that ball, they hold it at their chin, and I tell them to call their elbows truth and justice, right? and let them be the deciding factors. All right, good steal there by the Red Devils. Ball comes over. Durliat has it, misses it off the backside. Going to be deflected off of Hall, and it's going to be an out-of-bounds play, and it's going to go to the Red Devils.
Both squads are playing hard, but both squads are playing kind of sloppy right now. Neither team is doing a good job of finishing, especially at the rim. USV is doing a good job of playing that kind of a soft man and forcing a lot of junk on the inside to be there. So we'll see if Arlington can it's kind of like a zone. If you shoot them out of it, it puts a lot more pressure on them. Arlington's going to have to hit some outside jump shots to pull them out to kind of loosen up some of those lanes.
Well, and so let's talk about the matchup change that USV did, that they pulled Hall out and put him on Durliat. Durliat had been the floor general so far for the Red Devils and really in control of this game. And putting Hall on her, she has really done a great defensive job to kind of put a kink in the works and mess her up here.
Yeah, she, you know, Hall's done a great job. I mean, she's an athletic kid. You know, I've seen her play sports for a long time. And, you know, she's somebody that, you know, definitely can frustrate, you know, Durlak, who is really everything goes through her if you're Arlington.
Yeah, so that's going to be a foul on, looked like Lowry here for the Rams. Going to probably get a substitution and get her out and get her back to the bench because that's her second. And she's really the ball handler here for the Rams, too. Out of bounds, Durlak has it. Inbounds to Jada Smith. Smith kicks it over, going to the middle. Nice driving layup. Draws contact. There is Mia Alexander, and she's going to go to the line to shoot, too.
You know, if just wasn't in quite good, you know, position, and they were okay, you know, but right at that last minute, she brought her arm down and hammered her pretty hard. And so you can't, I mean, you've just got to be a little more self-disciplined to not commit that foul.
Yeah, Alexander puts the first one in on the Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot, and really seeing great foul shooting from both teams here tonight. So second ball up. And nothing but net, and we're going to have substitution coming. It's going to be number 24, Madison Ernst, coming in for the Red Devils, and she is going to take out number 14, Maddie Russell. So Rams ball coming up the court. It's going to be Hall dribbling it. Red Devils pulled back their pressure, so Hall has time to set the offense. Cotterman gets the ball on the wing, and they've gone to a zone defense here for the Red Devils, so they're trying to figure out what they want to do from the Rams. Hall has it, looks in the middle, goes over to Hurley. She pushes up, a little bit of a forced shot there. Rebound coming, Red Devils cruising down the court. Nice ball skipped over, pulled back up, and going to go to number 24, Madison Ernst. Ernst has it, looking back door over to number 10, Jada Smith. She pulls it back, goes up to Durley at top of the key. Durley at guarded by Hall. She puts it over to Patterson. Patterson has it, kicks it across Alexander. Alexander has time. She's driving right-hand side, puts it over to Durlak. Durlak driving in, left-hand shot coming from the foul line, and just off the back of the rim, rebound Rams. Great rebound there by Lowry. Or excuse me, let me get
Hurley.
Hurley.
I know that one because Hurley's a great long jumper. And a lot of times I run long jump in the area, and you know, you definitely see her. You know, see her a lot of those meets, and she does a good job of long jumping.
So Hall has the ball, driving in, passes over to Cotterman. Cotterman pulls it back up. Shot coming from Lowry off the back of the iron. Hurley goes for it, gets deflected out, and it should still be Rams' ball. Your score, 24-13, 1 minute, 4 seconds left remaining here in this first half on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
Now, I can understand how you could get some of these names mixed up. You know, USV, you got Hurleys and Lowrys and all those sorts of, you know, so you're not surprised when you mix a few of those.
Yep, shot up, no good. Red Devils with the ball, 59 seconds left, driving down the court. Nice open court pass, going to be off the back of the rim. Cotterman with the rebound, and Rams back again on the charge. So Cotterman going, Durlak tries to pick her up, makes a nice move to get around her and clear some space. Going to draw contact there, and that is going to be, I think, Patterson. Is that her second or her third? Let me look here and try and get fouls.
No, I think that'll be her second. But, you know, you're still seeing a lot of aggressiveness by USV, which is a change from the first quarter. You know, they have to start, you know, converting. You know, they're, you know, a lot of split free throws when they get there. A lot of times, you know, they've, you know, not finished a lot of time. You know, so they've got to start finishing. But the aggressiveness is nice to see from USV here early.
Yeah, they're attacking. They're just not capitalizing on it so far. And they've really got to do that here into this second half. All right, 43 seconds left. Red Devils have the ball. Ball kicked over to the corner to Alexander. She has time. Finds Durley out in the paint. Goes off her finger. Going to be out of bounds. And it's going to be Rams ball. Sub coming. It's going to be number 30, Butler, coming in for the Red Devils. And Hall's going to inbound and get the ball and bring it back up. See if they try to take last shot. Once again, it's kind of the same situation as we had in that first quarter. I think if you get an opportunity to score, you take it when you're down by 11.
Yeah, it's, you know, you don't have the opportunity to kind of play loose. You've kind of take a few more risks when you're down 11, you know, especially right before halftime here.
Okay, ball coming, 15 seconds left. Nice pass, but great job by Hurley to cut it off. 10 seconds left, Rams ball pushing it back up the court, trying to get that ball across just to get a last-second shot here, and really kind of looking a little distraught here. Ball coming, 1 second, over, goes shot, going to be called off, and it was in the rim, folks. You just didn't get it out in time. Now your score, 24-13. We're going into halftime, and it's going to be the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show coming here shortly. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Need to send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We're rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal opportunity lender.
Order online and choose Domino's Carside Delivery to carry out any one-topping pizza for just $7.99 without leaving your car. So you don't have to interrupt your kid's favorite song.
And we'll all be friends one great
No, you can interrupt this, actually.
Next time you order online and carry out one-topping pizzas for $7.99 each, try Domino's Carside Delivery. Just pull up to the store, check in online, and Domino's will bring your food right to you. Carry out and online only. Select this offer. Availability and charges may vary. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Crust availability varies by size. Local stores may charge extra for some toppings and sauces. Messages and data rates may apply when using Domino's Carside Delivery.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 800-233-1382, 800-233-1382. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-233-1382, 800-233-1382.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee. Of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte's worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning, my neighbor asked me what I'm doing, and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview. Game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid. Give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, good afternoon, folks. If you're just joining us, this is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher. We're at Arlington High School for a noontime game between the Arlington Red Devil Lady, or the Lady Red Devils, and the USB Lady Rams. And it's been a great game. On paper, these teams matching up well, but the home Red Devils really taking it to the Rams here, Sean.
And you talk about basketball being a game of runs, and Arlington has made a few runs, and Arlington makes a run to start the game. Brings it out to like 15-4, something along those lines. And USB did a nice job of responding to that run, especially early in the second quarter. And then Arlington makes another run, and USB just hasn't been able to bounce back. And a lot of that comes from they haven't been able to finish. They've really done a nice job of getting the ball to the rim. They've done a nice job of offensive rebounding, especially when Arlington went to their 1-2-2 quarter-court zone, where you're going to give up some of that, especially playing as many young kids as Arlington does. But they just haven't been able to finish when they're at the rim. A couple 3-point shots have kept them really in the game. And those shots are good shots because they're catching and shooting in rhythm is USV. And, so they've got to do a better job. USV has got to do a little better job defensively in transition because, if they're in the just in the normal sets, they're looking good. But the big one is they got to finish when they get the opportunities here.
Well, and so when you talk about the start of the game, both teams came in and looked composed. We're setting up their offense, and actually the pace and rate of play got a little bit more frenetic as they went on and a little bit more panic in some of the players' eyes. We had some matchup changes, and I think that put them in that uncomfortable zone, and it's really changed it. And truthfully, play got a little bit sloppier there in the second quarter than what we saw even in the first quarter. So let's talk about the first quarter. So first quarter, Red Devils led 15-7. So clearly winning that first quarter. But even going into the second quarter, score was 24-13 here at the half. And so that means that they scored 9 points to USV 6. So, you know, if you're coach, you want to win every quarter, right? It's the win the battle, win the battle, win the war, right? And so far, Red Devils are doing that.
And, you know, you're 100% correct there, you know, Ryan. It's one of those where you've got to you respond to runs. And I know I keep saying it, but, you know, finish. If all you do is finish, you're probably winning this game if you're USV. And, you know, so in the second half, if things stay the same and they do, you know, convert some of those easy jump shots and in layups that they should have been making early, then it solves itself, and we're going to have a heck of a finish to this basketball game.
Yeah, and truthfully, watching the USV Rams warm up, they were making all kinds of jumpers in their warm up, and you're not seeing it translate into the game. And of course, there's nerves, there's a difference in the pace of play and everything going on when you've got a defender hard on you. But I agree with you that we should see the ball go back into the hole again, and it should be a very interesting second half. You know, folks, you're listening to your Superior Credit Union halftime show here. We're going to kick it back to the station. We're about 4 minutes out from the action, so you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton Athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 in Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
In times of financial uncertainty, how can you stay on track? Call on someone who's invested in your success. I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. At Edward Jones, we believe in building a complete picture of your financial life, including your unique goals and passions, so we can help you work toward achieving what's most important to you. Call me at 419-673-0937 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio, your home for winning. WKTN. WKTN likes to make people winners on air and on our social media sites. So stay tuned for your next chance to win by listening on 95.3 at WKTN.com or follow our social media pages, because you never know what your next chance to win might be. And remember, you can only win once every 30 days for any given contest. For a complete list of contest rules, visit WKTN.com.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Okay, welcome back. 1:45 left here in halftime, and Red Devils out and warming up, and we only see a couple of the Rams actually shooting. Most of them sitting on the bench over there, so they look pretty calm considering the fact that they trail by 11.
Yeah, you know, these girls have played a lot of basketball. I will credit them that. You know, we talked in the pregame a little bit about, you know, that they're building, and, you know, that they are a lot better than they were a year ago, and you know, those sorts of things. And, you know, yes, you know, they come in with a 3-10, you know, record, but just watching them compared to when you're watching them a year ago, you know, they are leaps and bounds ahead of where they were. You know, and that's a compliment to the community, it's a compliment to the staff, but most importantly, it's a compliment to the young ladies who are the ones putting in the work. You know, not that the coaches don't and so forth, but the young ladies are the ones that are, you know, busting their tail. And you can definitely tell they've put in a lot of time and effort, you know, over the offseason to get better and be, you know, give themselves an opportunity to be pretty solid here.
Yeah, so getting ready to start your third quarter here. It's going to be brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Let's talk about some of the scores going in. So for the visiting Rams, it's going to be number one Kennedy Hall leading the Rams with 8 points. And really, by and large, has been their biggest scorer so far for the team.
Yeah, she hit back-to-back threes there in the second quarter to get her 6 of those. I believe the other two came from two sets of free throws, if I'm not mistaken. But you've got to rely on. But those threes were taken in rhythm, so you have to continue to make sure you take them in rhythm.
Yep, and then freshman Mia Alexander with 10 points here for the Red Devils. All right, ball is getting ready to start here. Inbound, it's going to go over to Derliat. She's going to have Hurley on her, so that's a defensive switch for Coach. He had Hall on her early. She's going to kick across to the far side to Alexander. Alexander has it, dribbling in, picks it up, looks to go in the paint, and just going to get deflected here by the Rams. Rams pushing, Lowry with it. She's got her head down. Nice side dish over to Cotterman. Cotterman with the layup. Your score now, 24-15. And Rams starting out good here in the third quarter. All right, ball kicked over. Going to go to the far side. That's going to be Russell with it. She's going to put it across to Ernst. Ernst puts it over to Derliat. Derliat has Hurley on her. Drives in off the backboard. A little high, and it's going to be a rebound by Hall. Going to get a jump ball here, and it should be Rams.
Early in the second half, Hurley on Derliat is really already frustrating Derliat. Hurley, like I said, mentioned earlier, she's a well-rounded athlete, and that's frustrated Derliat for Arlington already.
Yeah, so Coach doing a good job of making sure to keep somebody on her and really pestering her. Ball deflected, though. Red Devils on the drive. Coming up at it, going to have a player control foul. That's going to be a charge. Great job by Hall to step up there and take that foul.
I think everybody in the gym saw that one coming. She established position, for a good minute or second and a half.
It felt like a minute, though. She was there.
He was like, wow, all right, I guess she's going to just keep going. And great job by her taking that charge.
All right, so Lowry bringing the ball up the court. A little bit of pressure. She does a good job getting through it, though. Kicks it over to Hall. Hall back to Lowry on the far side. She's going to kick it out wide. That's going to go across and come back in. Shot up. No good for the Rams. Rebound goes to number 10, Jada Smith. She brings the ball up the court. She's got number 3, Shaylin Lawrence, guarding her. She kicks it back over to Russell. Russell has it and dribbles out wide, puts it over to Derliat. Derliat back in the corner. And on the far side of the court here, they don't work that left side very often. Ball comes back to Smith. Smith puts it over to Alexander. Alexander back to Smith. Smith going to take a quick three, and no good, folks. Good offensive rebound and put back there by the Red Devils, though, and that's going to be Madison Ernst with the points.
You tell your young kids, at least I used to, every shot taken from one side of the rim is 80% chance it's going to go to the other side, and that's exactly what happened. And she's in the right spot, right time, and nice, easy layup.
So Lowry has the ball, fighting for it underneath. Going to be deflected by Derliat. She tries to save it, but it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Rams' ball. Your score is now 26-15, 6:07 left here in the third quarter on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Rams with the ball. Hall has it. She's going to put it in. It's going to go across over to Lawrence. Lawrence has it back to Hall. Hall going to pull up about an 18-footer off the front of the iron. Cotterman with the rebound. Nice turn in the paint. Misses it, and it's going to be Alexander with the ball and pushing again up this far side. So Alexander driving in, has time, does a nice little dump pass to Derliat. Derliat puts it over and shot off the front iron. Cotterman with the rebound for the Rams. And she is turning and sprinting up court. Now she's going to pull it back.
The pace of this third quarter already is a little bit faster, a little more frantic than the first half was. And it's a little more fun basketball to see both teams really getting it after. A little more energy and sense of urgency.
Yep, so Lowry gets it over, kicks it across the front. Going to be a three-point shot. No good here for the Rams. And pushing back up the court of the Red Devils. As you said, nobody's taking time to set up. They're just gunning for it. All right, nice drive coming in. Left hand going to draw some contact off of Hurley. That's going to be Alexander, and that should be on the floor. Shouldn't be called as a shooting foul, I wouldn't think.
He put up two.
He put up two. He's going to give her shots. Okay, so Alexander going to be at the line for your Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot. Looked like she was passing. She had her back to the iron there.
I mean, if you're defending the official, you can go, hey, it looked like she was gathering to shoot, which is the term that they would use. But, I don't know. But, hey, Arlington's taking advantage of it. I don't think neither coach is really throwing a fit about it.
Right.
So just kind of, all right, that's what you saw.
Alexander makes the first of two, misses the second. She's got 11 points to lead all scorers. Nice rebound by Red Devils, but unfortunately unable to capitalize. Ball goes over to Cotterman. Cotterman puts it across the Hall. Hall has it. I'm going to bring it up the court for the Rams. All right, she's going to get picked up top by Alexander. Hall driving hard, pulls up, takes a running floater. Nice shot. And that's going to be 17-27. Rams trailing, but a really nice shot there by Hall.
Kind of a Steve Nash the floater there. I like that.
Yeah, now three ball coming here from the rim. It's going to bounce off the top of the backboard. They didn't call it out. It's going to be touched out by, look like, Alexander, and it's going to be Rams ball again.
Yeah, so, Alexander's definitely one of those Arlington names. So when you say, hey, she's got 11 points early on, you know, nothing surprises me out of that name.
Yep, Lawrence bringing the ball up the court. Tried to set a trap there, but she's going to draw contact. Is that going to be on Alexander, or is that going to be on Durliet? I didn't see who they called the foul on.
Durliet, that's going to be her second.
Her second. Okay, so it wouldn't be surprised if Coach doesn't pull her if she draws another quick foul here. Hall inbounding here for the Rams. She's going to kick it way across court here. It's going to go to number five, Christensen. Christensen loses the ball, and it's going to be Alexander. Nice left-handed layup and picks up the easy points.
You know, they kind of got the ball across, you know, to somebody who's definitely not used to being a ball handler, you know, kind of panicky there a little bit. So, you know, you have to understand and go back to the basketball when one of the young ladies who isn't used to that, you know, gets the ball there.
Yep, so Christensen with the rebound there, takes the shot, draws a little bit of contact, no call, and it's going to be Red Devils ball, and it's going to be Alexander putting the ball over to Smith. Smith has it, has time. Lauren's on her. She's going to kick it across. That's going to go to number 20, Patterson. Patterson with a nice little dump pass in to Russell. Russell going to bring it back out. All right, ball back in. Goes to, wow, nice draw, nice contact off of Lawrence. That was Smith. She should be shooting two as well. So your score now 29-17, 3:47 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Nope, they're going to call that one out. See, I can't call him tonight, Sean.
You couldn't quite, you know, Arlington beat her to the spot, and you know, she kind of reached around. You see that when you get beat a lot of times in that position. But you have to be a little more self-disciplined to not stick that arm through there when you know you're beat.
Yep, so Red Devils ball. Up top with it is Jada Smith. She kicks it over to Alexander. Alexander to Durliet. Nice, nice cut backside there by Smith. And Durliet feeds it for the easy bucket. You're scoring out 31-17, 3:25 here in the third quarter. All right, Hall has the ball for the Rams. Brings it up. They're going to look to trap. She puts it across to Lawrence. Does a good job getting out of the trap. Goes over to the side. Three ball coming off the front iron. Good rebound by Christensen and puts it back in. Offensive rebounds are so vital at this point in the game.
And that's what they didn't do in the first half is finish those. You know, so you definitely continue to do what they've been doing, continue to be aggressive offensively.
Oh, so Lawrence takes a little bit of a bump there from Smith and hits the floor, but they're going to call it on Lawrence.
I don't know if I agree with that. Lawrence was in a pretty solid position, just kind of bodying up, and you know, Arlington just kind of dropped the shoulder dig, and the third time she tried to draw it. So that's one you can call either way, but I really saw that going the other way when he blew his whistle.
Yep, Ernst back in here for the Red Devils. Durliet looking to inbound the ball. Good defense from the Rams. Time coming. Shot three up and off the back iron for the Red Devils. Rebound goes offensive board, but going to step out of bounds, has to drop it, and it looks like we're going to have another jump ball.
I must have missed that behind some bodies there. It looked like she was, you know, the first one to touch the ball, you know, coming back inbounds. It looked, you know, for me, which obviously is a violation there.
Yep. So layup up, no good for the Red Devils. Rebound coming. Pushing up the court is going to be number 33, and that is Hurley here for the Rams. She has it, puts it into the paint to Christensen. Christensen, nice drop step. Going to just miss it off the back, and now it is going to be Smith with the ball for the Red Devils. Putting it back up, sets it across to the far side. Smith has it. Time pulls it back. Going to skip across over. That's number 24, Ernst. Ernst with the shot. No good. Christensen with a rebound. All right, 2 minutes, 18 seconds left. Your score 31-19, and Rams with the ball and trying to get back in this one.
You know, they've got to respond to, you know, Arlington's, you know, run. They've got to make a run of their own. You know, they've had the opportunities, you know, the chances to do that, but they just have not been able to make those, you know, those easy shots. So they're going to have to be a little more offensively aggressive.
Timeout coming. Coach USV calls timeout right before his girl makes a bucket. It's going to be a
30-second
timeout. Folks, we're going to take a quick one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future.
Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
And welcome back to third quarter action brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchek. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher at Arlington High School for some girls varsity non-conference action. And it is the USV Rams trailing 31-19 to the Lady Red Devils. And Rams have the ball. Nice dump pass in. Christensen has it. Have to finish though, Sean.
You're right. And, you know, Arlington's done a nice job here. You know, a lot of pressure. They're kind of in a 1-2-2, you know, defense, but they've extended it to half court, and you know, USV's really struggled with breaking that pressure. And then you know, you do get it broken there, and you miss a layup. You cannot have empty possessions if you're USV at this point of the game, being down 12 here late in the third quarter.
Right, and so they've done a good job of switching matchups and really putting pressure on Durliat for the Red Devils. However, I would like to see a full court press here and try and create some turnovers.
Yeah, because you take away Durliat there, and you know Arlington gets a little more hectic. You know, young players that you don't quite have as much experience with handling that pressure, so you're going to have to do something a little different.
Yeah, and so turnover there from Gonzalez for the Rams. She puts it over. I believe it's Alexander has it. Puts across to Durliat. Durliat with a three. Back of the iron. No good. Gonzalez puts a hand on it. It's going to be Russell with the rebound. Kicks it back over. Alexander has it up top. She's going to reset the offense.
And right. This is a good opportunity for Arlington to be patient. You need to be patient. Get good looks here, especially late in the second quarter without 40 seconds left here. The third quarter, excuse me.
Yep. Okay, so Durliat has the ball, far side. Cotterman going to tap it out, and it's going to be an inbound play. 35.3 left here in the third quarter. Your score, 33-19. Going to see a sub coming. I believe that's going to be Smith coming back into the game. Didn't see who's going to take a seat for him. That's going to be number 20, Patterson, going to take a seat. All right, so Coach bringing in another shooter here. It's going to be just a position substitution there. All right, so Alexander with the ball out top. Puts it across to Russell. Russell going to look to dump the ball to Smith. Smith, really nice drop step. Just misses. Gets her own rebound, but unable to hang on to it. Ball goes up. Hall has it. 25 seconds left. Hall making a run here. Mm-hmm. Going to draw some contact. Kind of pulls up short. Smith runs up her backside and going to get the foul.
Yeah, that's a smart play. I mean, really, that's a smart play. You know, now, I would have liked to see them continue to the rim. They did have a 3-on-2 opportunity, but you're trying to, you knew somebody's coming fast behind you, kind of get in front of her, slow down just a touch, and draw that foul. That's a basketball play to the tee. But again, I'd like to see them to continue, them being USV, you know, a little more aggressive in that opportunity.
Oh, going to have a over and back no call there. Gonzalez catches it on this side, but in the air and floating back. It's 2 out of 3 points, right? And I guess she had only one across. So Lowry has the ball, going to put it across, and now going to be, might have had a carry there and a travel. Yeah, okay. They got 1 out of 2, right? And so Red Devils had the ball. They lose it, 5.3 left. Rams with it, trying to get a score here to finish out this third quarter. Gonzalez has the ball, gets it back to Hall. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, half court, long shot.
Ooh.
Looked like it was online from here, but just no good. Folks, that's your third quarter. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Hello, I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC,
employers
equal
can't
housing
find
lender.
Skilled technicians. Emerging technologies require training. Open positions are going unfilled. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center in Bell Fountain is focused on preparing our students with an excellent career-ready education. Ohio High Point offers nearly 20 in-demand career programs for high school juniors and seniors. Get a jump start in your future by earning industry-recognized credentials and college credits, all for free. We're the future of the workforce. We're Ohio High Point.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action here at Arlington High School, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher. Your score is 33-19, and Red Devils are leading here against the USV Lady Rams. So shot coming here from the Red Devils to start the action. Ball goes out wide, going to go over to Smith. Smith has a three ball in the corner, misses it off the backside of the iron as well. And we're going to draw some contact. That looks like it should be against Red Devils, and that should be Rams ball.
You know, Arlington had three good looks in that offensive possession, which is kind of a two-pronged here. Is one, you've got to make one of them, and if you're Arlington, but two, if you're USV, you can't give up that many possessions or that many opportunities in a single possession.
Right. Well, and shooters are going to shoot, but personally, if I have to pick where my shooter's shooting from, it's not going to be over in the corner.
No.
And that is, in my opinion, the hardest three there is to take, and two of those three possessions were corner shots.
Yeah.
All right, so ball coming, pushed up the court. Hall has it, going to take the shot here for the Rams, and really had a nice open look and just unable to capitalize on it.
And if you're USV, you've got to make those. You're in a deficit. You're down 14 early in the fourth quarter. You've got to hit those little, 6 foot, runners that are almost layups at this point.
Yeah, and so Red Devils only have 14 fouls here for the second half. Nice drive there by Cotterman to get some points, but so they're not even in foul trouble. So it's really going to be production that you're going to have to make from your offense and not from your foul line.
You're 100% correct there, Ryan.
All right, so ball up top. Red Devils have it. It's going to go over to number 30. That's going to be Butler. Butler puts it across to Smith. Goes over to number 20. Oh, going to have a travel call there, and it's going to be back to the Rams. Your score now 33-21, 6:29 left in the game on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard.
That might have been one of the worst travels I've seen. She kind of took off running, and I think the USV girl kind of jumped in the passing lane she wasn't expecting, and she kind of went, oh, maybe I can't do that.
Right. All right, so Lowry inbounds the Hall. Hall has it, puts it back over to Lowry. Lowry driving up the side. Derliat has her, goes back to Hall, looking in the paint. Nice job there taking the drop step, but even better defense here by the Red Devils. Hurley really going to put some pressure on Smith, but Smith able to get around it and is going at the hoop. Kicks it over to the side. Alexander has it, thinks about it, goes back. Derliat with the three. No good, just off the mark there. And nice job by Russell to dive out, save it, and knock it back in. Ball comes back. Derliat has time with it again, and she's going to drive in, take the five-footer off the glass, no good. Rebound coming to the Rams, and that's really nice outlet pass there. Hall has it, has time, kicks across to Lowry. Russell makes the read, makes a nice steal here, and driving back at it. Like to see him pull this back up and reset. Miscommunication, ball going to go out of bounds. So we talked about that chaotic play that we're seeing here, and truly, Red Devils are up 33-21. They have time, pull it back, kill some clock, reset your offense, make a good shot instead of the pressure
if
shot.
If you're USV, you want that chaos right now.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, you need to finish and get some points out of it. But if you're Arlington, you need to slow it down. And, you're right, burn some clock and try to shorten this game a little bit.
All right, so Lowry with the drive here. She's going to draw contact and going to get some foul shots. That's only the fifth team foul here for the Red Devils. And didn't see who was the foul on there. That's number 14. That is going to be her second, right?
Yep, sure. Okay. Her second foul.
So really for Red Devils, nobody in any kind of foul trouble.
That's fourth foul, excuse me.
Okay, we missed that one. All right, so number 14 is Maddie Russell. Maddie's really put in some nice play here in this second half. All right, so Lowry able to make the first one here, taking the second of two on your Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot. And taking her time, puts the ball up. Got a parent yelling at her off the front of the rim. And it's going to go off of Smith's foot, and it's going to stay here for the Rams. So give him an opportunity again. But once again, we've got 5 minutes left here in the game. You've got to make these opportunities count.
You don't have any room for error at this point. So you've got to get good looks, and you've got to be attacking the rim, and you've got to get to the foul line, but you also have to finish. And what we're going to see here again, USV, great drive there by Hurley, the younger Hurley, and Arlington does not get in good position, reaches in, puts himself the foul line. That was fantastic, aggressiveness there by the youngster.
Yeah, and so going to be the sixth team foul. We talked about neither team really in foul trouble, but now next foul coming, and Red Devils are in the bonus. So it's going to be Rams with some opportunities to get to the foul line and get some points here.
And you're right. You have to convert them, and you have to finish them when you get the opportunity.
Hurley puts in both, and that's exactly what you want as a coach. Going to get a timeout. We're going to take one, too. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
If you are looking to redesign or build your website from scratch, or earn the engagement and reach of your social media you deserve, check this out. Hometown Media can help you with your online presence. We can also help you with your graphic artwork for business cards, brochures, or mailings. Contact Hometown Media today at 419-675-2355, email sales at WKTN.com, or visit htm.wktn.com. Mention this ad and get 10% off. Hometown Media, let's generate some buzz.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Wasn't close.
Hey, folks, this is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher. We are in the fourth quarter, brought to you by Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick. Your score, 33-24, the USV Lady Rams trailing against the home Lady Red Devils. And Rams are starting to make a little bit of a run here. And so if you're the Red Devils, you're going to do everything you can to try and nip this in the bud as quick as you can and finish this game out.
Yeah, they really have. Arlington has not done a good job of possession management and time management so far in the fourth quarter. They've been a little hectic. And it looks like USV is going to try to continue that hectic pace, and you're picking them up full court man here and trying to make it hard.
You know, I like this decision by Coach to do this. I would have liked to have seen it maybe even in the third quarter. Going to be a deflection there off Lawrence, so it's still going to be Red Devil ball, and they're going to be trying this again. But once again, this is what you want to see. Draw some contact, knock the ball out, get in their head. All right, so everybody from the Red Devils back. You don't have anybody running. Now they're going to try and run Derliat. Nice quarterback play there by Smith. Gets it over to Derliat. She's here on the right side. Lowry guarding her. Puts it back over to Smith. Smith has time. She's got Hurley on her. Lawrence has it. Now fighting over with Alexander. Back to Smith. Smith driving in. Two on her. Puts it back to Alexander. Open three ball. And nothing but net.
That
Alexander has been the best shooter here tonight. And she leads all scorers, I believe. And that's 16 points for Alexander.
That is a huge three. USV had cut it to single digits, and that three really extended it. So you're going to have a little bigger hole that we're going to have to dig out of if you're USV.
Yeah, so Derliat has the ball, brings it up, picks up her dribble, but able to get rid of it here. Goes over to the far side, and that's over to Ernst. Ernst has it back to Alexander. Alexander guarded by Lawrence. Over to Derliat. Lowry on her. Derliat driving around. Goes baseline. Nice dump pass over to Smith. Smith with the bucket. All right, Coach just called timeout. I think he needs another one, but I don't think we're going to get it here. Hall going to pull the ball up the court here for the Rams. Lowry trotting up alongside her, going to meet her at half court, and Red Devils content to go into a 2-3 zone.
And you're going to have to force. You're going to have to force USV to hit some outside shots. USV's done a nice job as of late to finish down low and a lot of penetration. So they're kind of going to force that hand a little bit more and take some of those penetrations away.
Yeah, so Hurley has the ball for the Rams, puts it over to Cotterman. Once again, Red Devils in a zone and really not putting a whole lot of pressure on the ball because they don't want to force a shot up. They want to just watch this clock melt away. 3:47 left on the clock, 38-24. Red Devils with a big turnover here and now pushing back down the court as Ernst has it, puts it over to Alexander. Alexander pulls it back up. She's driving, goes in midcourt, takes a shot, draws contact, and she's going to go to the line for two.
And now she's going to go to an opportunity for her 17th and 18th point here, but knowing that she is an Alexander, from Arlington, I have to assume that's some relation to Coach Alexander here. So there's no surprise that she's a good scorer and she has good basketball fundamentals, especially for a youngster here, playing young as Arlington starting their three freshmen.
Yep, so missed the front end, but makes the back end here on your Mid-Ohio Energy foul shot. Alexander with 17 points, and Lowry going to bring the ball up for the Rams. They trail now 24-39, 3:27 left on the clock, and Lowry with a bad possession there tries to make an errant pass and loses it, and it's going to be Ernst with the ball. Nice drive, better defense by Cotterman to stay in front of her and block it. She's trying to push the ball up court and just really forces that play and pushes it out of bounds.
You know, I think USC's, they're pushing a little bit, you know, a little bit harder than even they should at this point of the game. You know, they need good opportunities, but they're dribbling themselves into bad spots or making a pass that quite isn't the right one, a little bit panicky at this point. So they've got it. Even though they have to be in a hurry, but they don't need to be panicky.
And I'll tell you, great defense here by the Rams, but Alexander has the ball, driving around and hole trips her up. Are they going to call the foul here, or are they just going to call the out-of-bounds? Yeah, they're going to call that foul on Hall.
That's going to be her second.
Yep, so Alexander inbounding for the Red Devils. She's going to go over to Derliat. Derliat has the ball up top and has Lowry on her, but has this whole right side. Referee kind of helped him out there. She's going to put it over to Smith. Smith has it, pulls it back out. Lauren's on her and on her tight, but Smith doing a good job evading. She kicks it across over to Ernst. Ernst has it, and Hurley all over. So good defense here by the Rams, but just eating too much of that clock for them. So nice take up and over. Oh, going to be an over the back, but no call there for against the Red Devils. Lowry has it, pushing up the far side. She's driving, trying to go straight to the hoop. She has her head down. Nice layup there by Lowry. Your score now 26-39, 2:20 left here on your Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. And USC really has to get something moving in a hurry if they're going to get back in this game.
You felt like they were there about 2 minutes ago, and Arlington hit that three-pointer and really kind of deflated their sails.
Yep.
So they've got to take an opportunity and give you. And just as I say that, Alexander hits another three. That's going to extend the lead, make it 42-26. You know, with about just under 2 minutes to go.
Man, she is throwing daggers out there. I mean, she has hit some big shots here in this fourth quarter. Yeah, and what do you do when somebody's lighting up like that?
And you, like I mentioned, you know, she's got a good, pure, you know, stroke that's obviously been worked on since she's a little kid. You know, she catches and shoots in rhythm. She's never surprised what she's ready to do when she gets the ball. You know, not even when she's not shooting and you're going to drive. Or she's ready. You know, she's never locked kneed, and, you know, she's got everything ready to go forward.
You know, and the other thing, and this is just a personal opinion, she makes the shot, puts her head down, and trots back down court. She's not throwing up that three. You know, she's not celebrating it. That's a shooter to me. That's somebody that, no, it's going in. They're not surprised and celebrating it. It's just my job, and I'm going to keep doing it all game.
And I know, you know, we tell kids, you know, follow your shot. And I actually had a guy who's a great three-point shooter in college and in high school. He goes, no, because if you follow a shot, you feel like you missed. He's like, nope, I lay it up there, and I just go play defense.
That's an interesting take on it. I don't know, as a coach, if I'd be happy with my player doing it. I guess it depends on how many he's putting in.
Well, this coach has won a lot of basketball games. He told me that.
Right. All right, so ball up top. It's going to be the other Lowry that has it. Going to go to Cotterman. Cotterman tries to push it up. Great defense here by the Red Devils, and Smith's going to pick it up. Minute 34. Your score 42-26 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Ball kicked over to Derliat. Cotterman going to knock it out, and it's going to stay with Red Devil Ball.
And you, Ryan, you mentioned this. You know, Derliak is definitely a very good player for Arlington, and USC put a lot of pressure on her there in the second quarter and, you know, really rattled her cage. And she's kind of, you know, not been able to take charge of the game like we thought she would. And she really needs to here late in the game.
Yeah, so ball kicked back over. Alexander with another nice open look. Just off the front side here tonight, and it's going to be Christensen with the rebound. Goes over to Gonzalez. Gonzalez has it. Going to put it up to Hurley. A minute 9 left, 26-42. Ball up. No shot. I thought she was going to pull a take it here for the Rams. Rams pull it back and just eating too much clock here on this possession. Gonzalez has it. Honor is Alexander. Really good defense. She picks up ball. Going to be a travel.
She picked up her dribble not knowing what to do, which I know you've got your pet peeves. That is my pet peeve in basketball, is you pick up your dribble not knowing what you're going to do. And same with, if I'm going to dribble the basketball, I better be going somewhere doing something. And, you know, so that's one of mine. And just like you have a couple of years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got more than I probably should. All right. So Red Devils with the ball. 48 seconds left here in the game. They're closing this one out. It's 42-26 on the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Smith has it. Nice drive in. Going to go off the iron. And really kind of a not the smartest foul there. She went in and was slapping at it. And Hurley gets it. And she's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1.
Yeah, that's one you just kind of let go. And she'll learn that as she gets older. She's one of the freshmen on the squad that gets a lot of playing time. So she's going to learn it. And she's going to be one of those that, you know, will, you know, understand situations. And because, you know, yeah, the game is probably out of reach for USB at this point, but you still don't want to give them opportunity to score with the clock stopped.
Yep, so rebound comes, Red Devils. Smith has the ball. As you said, freshman with it, but she's showing great composure bringing the ball up the court. All right, Hurley on her, going to kick over, and it's going to be Russell with it. And she's going to sit there and just let the clock burn until the Rams get on them, but nobody's on in front of her. Ball dropped back over. Smith has it, kicks it back out, and they're just closing this one down.
Yeah, you know, credit USB. You know, I think they realize, hey, I still need to go out there and play and you know, show some respect to the game, which, and they weren't, you know, disrespecting it. You know, but you know, let's, you know, finish it out, you know, showing a lot of heart.
Yeah, you know. Alexander dribbling in here, going to kill this one out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. Folks, that's your ball game. Final score, 42-26. Red Devils handily take care of the USB Lady Rams here. We're going to throw it back to the station, and then we'll be back with the postgame. This is your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Getting paid tomorrow or maybe even 2 days from now? Do you direct deposit with Quest Federal Credit Union? If not, you should. Quest FCU is now offering early access to direct deposits. Get paid today. For a small fee, you can have your cash immediately deposited. Go to questfcu.com/quickpay for all the details. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, equal housing lender, member eligibility required.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Hey, folks, welcome back. This is the postgame show brought to you by Schaefer's Auto Body. I'm Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, where we just finished up a game between the Arlington Lady Red Devils and the USB Lady Rams. Final score, 42-26. Sean, thoughts on the game?
Arlington, you know, did a nice job. You know, every time USB, you know, kind of tried to put a run back together to get back in the game, you know, Arlington responded. You know, Arlington took an early lead. You know, I think it was at one point an early 11-point lead. And, you know, at the end of the first quarter, it was an 8-point game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, USB could never quite get there. They never could get over the hump. Arlington, they led the entire game. You know, so you felt like they were close, but they couldn't, you know, finish. They couldn't finish a run. They couldn't finish a possession. So there are a lot of baskets left out on the floor for USB that they really should have taken advantage of.
Well, yeah, and so we talked. Arlington came into the match scoring 36.6 per game. They had 42 tonight. But let's look at the scoring breakdown, right? So first quarter, they led 15-7. And then second quarter, they outscored USB 9-6. Third quarter, 9-6. Fourth quarter, 9-7. They won every quarter. They were consistent, good, solid ball. And truly, I mean, you're looking at what USB did, and they put up, what, 26 points. So they're below their average today.
And you know, late in that, and you know, USB was doing a great job of making a late run. you know, fourth quarter, and they were making a run, and Alexander, you know, Mia, right?
Yep.
Mia Alexander. She part of her 20 points that she had tonight, you know, was kind of shutting it down. That 20 points from Mia was, you know, by far the biggest 20 of the night. But that three that she hit there to kind of it really ended the game.
Yeah.
That you know, Mia Alexander did there.
Yeah, I agree completely that, you know, it was the nail in the coffin for it, and she shut them down there in that fourth quarter. Folks, you're listening to Your Region, Your Radio. We'll be back with some final thoughts. This is WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Ask Cole Humphrey Insurance in Ada if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Cessna Transport in Kenton is a family-owned company that transport hazardous materials and compressed gases locally, regionally, and in Canada. There's an immediate need to fill dedicated driving positions as business opportunities are increasing. Offering a full complement of benefits, including company-paid health insurance, eye, dental, and disability insurance, 401k, and very competitive pay. Class A CDL with an X endorsement and OTR experience required. 800-423-0309 for details.
Getting the right health care for the right problem can save you time and stress. That's why Ohio Health offers three types of care options right here in Harding County. Call your primary care provider when you're sick or when you need to manage your long-term health. Visit urgent care when you can't get in with your doctor. And go to the ER for severe life-threatening situations. Find out which Ohio Health location is your best choice at ohiohealth.com/rightcare.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Hi, everybody. This is Ryan Yoakum here with Sean Christopher, and you're listening to your Schaefer Auto Body and Paint post-game show. We just finished up a game between the Arlington Lady Red Devils and the USB Lady Rams. Final score, 42-26. Sean, some final thoughts on it. Where did you see scores on both teams, and what did we see from them today?
You know, the Hall girl from USB, she led USB with, I believe, 10 points on the night. A couple threes. Those threes really kept them in the game that second quarter, you know, cutting the lead, you know, real close. USB could never really, you know, finish any of those runs and get over the hump. And a lot of that comes to, you know, play because of the play of Mia Alexander from Arlington. You know, she had 20 points on the night, you know, a couple big time threes. We were trying to figure out how many threes she did have. She had either four or five threes in this ball game, did Mia Alexander for Arlington. And they always came at good times. That kind of was able to squash any runs USB had. Definitely, you know, bringing, you know, not great records for either squad, a lot of youth, a lot of great experience to play in what was a pretty intense game. So you see these games going, you know, in the second half of the season, we're just getting into it. So you see these guys, you know, get an opportunity to, you know, kind of get back on the rebound here coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so it's going to be the Arlington Lady Red Devils improving to, what was it we said, 4-10 on the season. Mm-hmm. USV falls to 3-11. Next game for each team, I believe that USV takes on Corey Rawson, and it's going to be Arlington taking on Pandora Gilboa for their next matchup. Now, folks, stick around with us this evening. We're going to have some more regional basketball action. I believe it's going to be Kenton Boys at WAPOC. It's going to be Jim and Bob covering that one at 7:30 tonight. So on behalf of Sean Christopher, A.R. Boyd back at the station, this is Ryan Yoakum signing off and wishing you all a happy Saturday. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Your insurance should grow with you throughout your life. While many changes in life are full of joy, others may be difficult to overcome alone. That's why Nelson Insurance Agency and Grange Insurance work with you to celebrate your happiness and support you when times are tough with insurance that fits your needs now and in the future. Contact us today at 419-673-8256 or visit ohinsuranceservices.com. Product not available in all states? Contact Nelson Insurance Agency in Kenton for all your insurance needs.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Kenton Athletics. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Kenton even better. Thanks, Kenton athletes, and go Cats.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high-interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Education should be exciting and engaging. That's why Ohio High Point Career Center offers hands-on education for students looking to get a jump start in their futures. Students spend half the day in their career program practicing blood draws, rebuilding engines, programming robots, and more, while still completing their academic courses. Ohio High Point provides pathways for whatever your E is, employment, enrollment, or enlistment. Visit OhioHighPoint.com for more information. Ohio High Point Career Center, empowering students and inspiring success.
Hello, I'm Ron Zimmerle, CEO and President of Liberty National Bank, with some exciting news. Liberty Bank is now part of Middlefield Bank, serving Northeast, Central, and Western Ohio. Our two banks share a common belief in providing personalized service and dedication to our customers, and now proudly serve 19 Ohio communities. To our Liberty Bank customers, I wish to thank you. We appreciate your loyalty and look forward to continuing to serve you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.